Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, to my from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working all the oil rigs around the country and around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, clicking on the like button for liking it, and then jump on into the chat room and have a conversation with us, just like a whole bunch of people have been doing here since the beginning of the show, and they're there right now. And I'm going to go over and pick up Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge again. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I talked a little bit about the governor in Michigan, Whitmer, who Ron Edwards likes to call Witchmer, talking about extending the state of emergency amid the coronavirus situation yesterday.
Right.
Here's 27 seconds of her saying that the federal government did not give Michigan enough resources and left them out on their own. What a lie.
Are you surprised by the lack of tools?
I was. I think that early on, one of our all governors conference calls with the White House, when it became clear that, you know, the message was you need to start finding this PPE on your own. We're not going to be able to meet your needs. That's, I think, when it really dawned on me, we've got to have a whole operation that is focused solely on procuring masks.
Now, she just blatantly lied when she said, well, you got to find the PPB on your own, that we were not going to help you. They didn't say that. They said that to begin with, and I remember when he said it, to begin with, they did not have enough of the PPEs because China had squandered them and bought and pretty much taken the stuff off the market. And until somebody could either come up and produce the stuff or whatnot, they'd have to figure out how to help get some of their own stuff, but the government was going to get it to them as soon as they could, and I remember the conversation.
Well, absolutely. So she's taking that completely out of context.
Yep.
And, you know, and the president, Captain, you know, he came out of the business world where there's some politics, but he's now in the world of government where it's all politics. And so anything that he says, even though it was quite clear to the governors what he's talking about, it's taken out of context like that to make it look like Trump is saying, you're on your own. He never, that was never his intent. That was never the thrust of that whole conversation.
And do you notice what she didn't say about her own state and the automobile manufacturing companies, that a couple of the plants went right in to make the ventilators, as well as there were masks being made there, too? She didn't say one word about it. I would be thoroughly happy and proud as hell to be able to say that, but not her.
Well, of course not, because it's all about, not number one, going after Trump, and number two, somehow making everybody believe that there's only the federal government in our whole country, and there's not the state government that's supposed to also be prepared for certain eventualities and so on. Where's the leadership, Governor Whitmer, from you?
Now, a day after some high-level talks with the Chinese government, President Trump renewed his threat to cut ties with Beijing. That's not a bad deal, really, when you stop and you think about it. What have they done for us lately?
Well, right, especially when not telling the World Health Organization, let's say, the straight, you know, skinny on what was actually happening with coronavirus. That's one thing. But right, and again, you know, President Trump is a pretty good negotiator. He's pretty savvy. And, so he has a particular style, which always results in a total nuclear reaction from the press, you know, about anything that he has to do with conducting foreign policy. But yet, I think he'll probably make some progress with this.
Now, wait till you hear this one. Folks, we've been talking about the tests, and a lot of people have been talking about how there's been some false positives and this, that, and the other, and all that. We now think we have a little bit of a clue as to what's going on. A FEMA contractor made some tiny soda tubes that were to be used with the COVID tests, and they were not sterile test tubes. So therefore, they were contaminated, okay? Contaminated for the COVID tests. Now, wouldn't that give you false positives along the way?
Well, I'm sure that it certainly would contribute to it, because the entire thing about the PPE and the testing itself and so forth is that it absolutely has to be perfect and sterile in order to work correctly.
And these weren't.
No, of course they weren't. Exactly. And so, you know, you'd have to go back and rerun those tests at the very least.
And then we've got your favorite one of the day, because we mentioned it to begin with off air. Nancy Pelosi ordered the removal of portraits of ex-House speakers who had served in the Confederate Army yesterday, and they were in the hallways of the House of Representatives taking them down.
Yes, this is very true. And she's taking away the portraits of previous House speakers who had served in the Confederacy at one point. And this is back from the 1830s up until 1895.
And all I can say is the fundamental transformation of America continues, because we are not in charge of the House of Representatives, and Nancy Pelosi gets to do whatever she wants to do. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, I have been taking the product Relief Factor for going on 4 years. And ever since I started it, it's worked for me since day number one. Now, I got it to do a little bit of good things for me, and by the end of the first week, it was really working good, and then by the end of the second week, I knew I had to have the product because of what it was doing for me. Now, my problem is arthritis, because of the problems that have happened to me, and as anybody knows, arthritis can be very painful, and arthritis is correctable by me by using Relief Factor. Now, I used to take a whole bunch, I used to take literally a handful of Aleve every day. I mean, every day. And now I take a packet in the morning of a Relief Factor and a packet about midnight every night of Relief Factor as well. So you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. On that website, there's a little 2.5-minute video by the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. They tell you all about what's in the product. Number one, it's all natural. Nothing in there is narcotic. And they also tell you how you can go about getting it by ordering the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. There's a little link you click on there as well. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And then check out the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start and start getting better and ending the pain that you have. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back in the mix here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What is going on in California? A federal judge approved housing in L.A. for 7,000 homeless. You got 7,000 rooms there just hanging around?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a federal judge, and he has now approved an agreement that mandates that the city of Los Angeles provide some 7,000 homeless people that live near the freeways with housing or rooms, basically. What's going to happen is the county is going to spend some $300 million, we understand, to make this happen. So it's quite a chunk of change. And we'll see if it makes any kind of difference at all. Hopefully it would, but obviously there's underlying issues as well for the homeless problem in general.
Hey, we just got something interesting, a little factual item from Chris. And hello, Chris, and thanks for tuning in. Chris just said, the ironic thing about Nancy Pelosi taking down all the portraits of the Confederate soldiers who had served in the Congress as speakers and whatnot is every one of them was a Democrat.
Yeah, right. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah, I never thought of that, but thanks for pointing it out, Chris. Every one of them was a Democrat. So she took down, you know, people are yelling about the fact she took down these portraits, but still, being Democrats makes it even stranger.
Well, a lot of that, too. I mean, how many times, Captain, throughout her entire career, has she walked by Statuary Hall or walked past these portraits?
Every day.
Every single day. Exactly. And all of a sudden, just now, she wants to make this happen. I would think the actual headline should be Nancy Pelosi tries to cover up years of indifference with political stunt. It's certainly, if it was a Republican doing something like that, that's exactly what the headline would be. But she's simply using this as another opportunity to grandstand.
Wow. By the way, looking for a job, Kyle?
Not at the moment, but yeah, what's going on?
McDonald's is about to hire 260,000 people as the restaurants are going to open up on the inside.
That is amazing. That's a lot of jobs. There was a similar story. It's 50,000 jobs, I think. Subway is looking to hire some 50,000 people. And there's a few more restaurants that are doing a similar thing. But that's a huge hiring number right there. That's very good.
Yeah. Hey, Chris. Chris just said thanks to me. Thanks, Captain, in the chat over here. And Chris, where are you listening to me from? I'm curious because I don't recognize you from chiming in before. I think you're a first time of opiner. By the way, I got Lee chiming in there. He says, "Remember Jesse Jackson? Oh boy, do I!" And then we got Jeff up there in Valdosta. And we got Melvin up there in up in Saratoga Springs chiming in too. We haven't heard from Melvin in a while. All right, let's move on. The House is rolling out a $1.5 trillion job-creating infrastructure plan. Now, this is Nancy Pelosi and company, and they're going to go out there to repair the roads and the bridges and all these shovel-ready jobs. But again, what's the little problem with the shovel-ready jobs? What has to be done first?
Well, if it's anything like the previous shovel-ready jobs, they have to have something in place to start up.
An environmental survey has to be done on anything they're going to do. They can't even so much as stick a shovel in the ground without having an environment. Oh, okay. And Chris, thanks, Chris. Chris is down in Paris. I appreciate that. They have to before they even stick a shovel in the ground, they have to have an environmental study to see what it's going to do to the environment.
Well, right. Well, and of course also, Captain, this is right before the election, basically. So of course they're going to run out and say, we're going to give everyone the sun, moon, and stars. It's going to be amazing.
Well, the president already talked about a $2 or $3 trillion stimulus, which would include some more checks in September. That is, of course, before the election. That was what they were talking about, to put one more spike in the economy.
Well, that's right, and that's part of the trying to get through the emergency. But again, the Democrats in Congress, they have this thing that government creates jobs or this kind of stuff. Well, sometimes it can through big projects, but the idea is to try to get the atmosphere for business to be able to hire and things like have customers, just like we saw with McDonald's. Now they're hiring. Yeah. They'll have customers.
Now, by the way, the jobless claims stayed above 1.5 million amidst the second wave of layoffs. Now, it's been remaining pretty much at that level, which is a lot better than what it was to begin with.
Yes, very much, yeah.
And we're starting to get people going back to work. For example, I saw a lot of people that hadn't worked last week that were working this week at places that I regularly frequent, so they're coming back to work.
That's true, they are. And while we're seeing that happen, there is a lot going on, of course, in office spaces, companies where, you know, people go to work in an office and so forth, they have to figure out how to distance within the office, mm-hmm. What the reentry trajectory looks like.
Yeah, now here's something I know a little bit about because I've seen it for the past several weeks because I've been doing gun shows on the weekend, personal appearances and meeting a lot of people and seeing a lot of things that are going on. Gun purchases and permits have surged during the coronavirus pandemic in the blue states, but also everywhere else. But the key part, the first two words were blue states.
Well, right. Well, you know, Captain, a lot of people that live in blue states aren't necessarily, rank and file, or I should say,
Well, if they're buying guns, they're certainly not supporting Joe Biden because Joe Biden wants to take a bunch of guns away from people.
Well, sure. But that's because I think Republicans and Democrats alike, even in blue states, see that, number one, the police may not be able to protect you from those who would want to try to capitalize on situations like we've seen, and that's not good for anybody because it dishonors the protest to begin with and so on. But that's right. People are figuring out that, hey, I might have to protect myself and my family.
Right. And hello to Jeff in Los Angeles chiming in tonight. Appreciate him. Also, Tesla is going to start building a new U.S. vehicle plant this summer. It's either going to be in Oklahoma or Texas. We don't know exactly where yet.
Right. Well, again, I mean, these are the kinds of things that we should be seeing happen. You know, you're going to put in a new plant, or you're going to be hiring, or at the very least, we seem to be moving forward with new ideas or new things.
Well, they're getting out of California because they can't afford it.
Well, that's exactly right. You saw what Elon Musk went through in the up in the Bay Area trying to reopen his plant there.
And finally, Kyle, the United States Air Force is probing exactly what the use of the surveillance aircraft was during the protests. What exactly was the government doing with the surveillance aircraft to include drones? Were they spying on the people? Of course they were.
Well, certainly.
Especially the protesters. I'd want to know what the hell they were doing.
Well, again, this has to go to public safety, and certainly when you have these massive...
Kyle, the police have drones.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so they might have been surveillance aircraft or whatnot. And by the way, the police have helicopters, police have fixed-wing aircraft. So, come on, give me a break. I would have been up in the air, too, wouldn't you?
Well, right. Well, you could have people on the street corner trying to figure out what's going on.
But until you're up above them, you can't see what's going on down below. You can't figure out how to pattern your people.
Well, that's right. It's an extension of that. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, here comes the music. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll catch you on a weekend edition.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. He's a wealth of information. We appreciate him. Works very hard on getting the information that he does so we can get it out to you. And that's what it's all about. We the people. It's all about we the people here on this program and what we can do to take our country back because, by God, the time is now. We can't monkey around. You got to get with the program, folks. Wake up the neighborhood. Tell them it's now or never. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's attempt to end the DACA program, handing a major victory to about 650,000 illegal immigrants who all entered the country illegally as a child more than a decade ago. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is not happy with the decision.
Today's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in Department of Homeland Security versus Regents of the University of California is disgraceful. Judging is not a game. It's not supposed to be a game. But sadly, over recent years, more and more Chief Justice Roberts has been playing games with the court to achieve the policy outcomes he desires.
More than 1.5 million workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. As businesses continue to reopen, 20.5 million people continue receiving unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo was on yesterday. Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy got some really good questions, some really good answers. And anytime you want to either call me here at the station, at the show, send me an email, or get a hold of Bo, they'd be more than happy to answer any questions you have. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy can fill the void that you currently have out there. Maybe you don't have a job, you've been laid off, or maybe you're thinking about switching around, or maybe you're looking for something totally different coming out of high school, whatever the situation might be. But they can give you a great career path with a starting salary of around $60,000 a year, and you can make a lot more than that on a 40-hour week and add more overtime to it than you can even begin to think of. So check them out. They've got two campuses to serve
serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one is here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And once you do that, give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. The number, 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You will get the white gloves treatment. And I'm telling you, you could really, really give yourself a big gold star for landing a job as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, more than 6,000 veterans every year die by suicide, and taking their own lives at a rate of 1.5 times than other Americans, female veterans are even at higher risk, with a suicide rate of more than twice that of other Americans. And from 2005 to 2016, the veteran suicide rate rose by an alarming 26%. In the past, these heroes were often too overlooked by our leaders, for their troops were sent home to fight from foreign lands without taking care of them once they returned home. I remember what we had to do in Vietnam. A lot of us came home, and my dad called it, and a lot of the veterans called it, well, you guys were shell-shocked. Yeah. Yeah, but it was actually PTSD that nobody knew about. So what we did is we started our own encounter groups. We'd get together, and by the way, at the time, the VFWs wouldn't let us in. Some of the Legion Halls wouldn't let us in. Some of the AMVET places wouldn't let us in. So we started our own groups called Vietnam Veterans for America or the Vietnam Brotherhood, whatnot. Started our own groups, and we'd get together with a group of us and just sit there and just talk. That's what we do. And that's what we did. And guess what? It worked. It worked. And I got very involved in helping my brother veterans. And I still am today, for that matter. But under President Trump, our veterans have been champions since day one. And back in 2018, he signed the largest funding bill for the Department of Veterans Affairs in history, securing $86.5 billion. And in it, he restored the much-needed accountability and discipline to the VA system that was lacking. Now, the president also has a program called PREVENTS, the 10-point roadmap, including a major public health campaign on veteran suicide prevention. And the more you know, the more you can help. Because some of these guys, they don't want to say anything to anybody, but they exhibit signs, and when you see it, and you know what it is, you got to get them off to the side and have a chat with them and say, hey, listen, you need a little help, I can help you out there. I want to go talk to somebody? And I've actually taken guys to the VA. I've actually taken them to the VA to sit down and have a meeting. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, the president was meeting with Poland's president, Duda, in the White House, where the issue of moving American troops from Germany to Poland was on the table. Now, we know we're going to take troops out of Germany. One reason why is because Germany is not paying their fair share to have them there. And Poland not only is paying us to be there, they want more of our troops there. Remember, they've got Fort Donald Trump there in Poland. They honored him with the name of his post there, his base there, Fort Donald Trump. So they want our troops there. And trade and energy and telecommunication security and other things that are going on, Poland is a very good friend of the United States. And to that I say, if somebody wants to be that friendly and they want to pay for our troops to be there, then by God, we ought to go out of our way to see to it they get what they want. Also, Tuesday night, U.S. Air Force F-22 jets were scrambled to intercept two separate formations of Russian aircraft again. The Bear Tu-95 bombers, the Su-35 fighter jets flying as an escort, and an A-50 airborne early warning and control aircraft were all flying together, according to the North American Aerospace Defense Command. And we turned them around and sent them back where they came from. Now, it was early April, and the military services had a choice to make. Do we shut down initial entry training and risk our in-strength numbers for years to come? Or do we power through the COVID-19 pandemic and try to keep those close-quarter hordes of young people as safe and healthy as possible? for basic military training. Well, in some cases, we postponed it, but we kept them on base. And in other cases, we just roared right ahead. But needless to say, we got through it, and it all worked. We got through it. Now, seven service members belonging to a unit that had deployed May 25th to Anderson Air Force Base on Guam have now tested positive for the coronavirus, and that's creating a little bit of a scuffle there, trying to get that all remedied. In addition, the United States remains committed to its European allies and has pledged to consult them on any future U.S. troop moves in Europe. And, of course, the NATO Secretary General had to chime in and say that he was surprised at what the president said about Germany. But the president said it when he got elected, that there would be troop movements in different areas. And he talked about Europe not paying their fair share, and he chastised Germany. That was a regular thing that was going on in Germany. We know that. By the way, for military families moving this summer or fall or winter, you've heard it before in this age of coronavirus, it's a new world. Don't expect the same experience with your household goods move. It'll be totally different. Totally different. And the Pentagon has put forward a new defense space strategy designed to maintain the U.S. military superiority in space amidst the growing concern that space efforts from Russia and China are now posting. They'll get that under control, I'm sure. By the way, as the services grapple with how to best address disparities in military punishment, they should create a more racially diverse Judge Advocate General Corps, according to a former military prosecutor, because they don't have enough blacks or Latinos to make the decisions that need to be made in the courts. And that's probably a good idea. And I think I can totally put that one on the need to do list, if you will. Now, remember Robert Gates, the former defense secretary under a couple of presidents, Clinton, Obama, remember him? And remember when he was a CIA director? Well, he said the U.S. should try to rename military bases named after Confederate military officers and possibly even remove some Confederate statues from public squares, warning that the nation shouldn't be in a position of celebrating, quote, end of quote, traitors. Well, they weren't traitors at the time they served the United States of America. And just because they went back to their local areas to fight for something they believed in, still doesn't make them a traitor. However, the problem that I'm having with all of this is that Elizabeth Warren wants to dig up the graves in the military cemeteries of the Confederate soldiers and put them in their own separate cemetery and get them away from the Union soldiers. And the whole purpose behind that was to reunify the country with the Confederate soldier beside the Union soldier, beside the Confederate soldier, beside, and so on, to try to bring the country together, especially at such a reverent place as a cemetery. All right, I'll be right back with the next Trucker's Highway Bible Report, and then Denise Simon right around the corner.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and it's time for our second highway and byway report for the truckers out there. Brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop by, see what they're all about, and here we go.
We'll be right back.
Buck Railroad. We're an American band. That's what we are. And that goes out to Eric and Seminole, because I know that he's got an American band he likes to play with every now and then. One of the things that he does. The last I knew, you had a bass guitar there, Eric. Do you still have it? Now, strong to severe thunderstorms are expected to bring large hail and damaging winds across the southern high plains. And there's a marginal risk for flash flooding over portions of the central Appalachian, mid-Atlantic, and central U.S. today, as well as, get this, record high temperatures possible for the next couple of days in New England. Wow. That's not going to go over very well in New England, I'll tell you that. Let's take a look at what's going on. Right now, out west is pretty quiet. There is some weather coming in Northern California and southern Oregon that will be coming in over the next 24 hours. It's not quite there yet. That weather will be rain probably on the lower areas, and not sure what it'll do in the higher areas. So we've had snow this week in some of the higher elevations, so that's, I suppose, always a possibility. Now, looking good in Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Idaho, North Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, southwestern corner of Colorado tonight. We have got some fire threat advisories there, and that goes all the way to the Utah land, my border. And then over to the east of 25 in the southeastern corner of Colorado, we have some rain stream watches for flooding in the low-lying areas and some of the streams and mountain streams over there, as well as it looks like there may be a thunderstorm brewing along the border about halfway between the Nebraska line and the panhandle of Oklahoma, right there on the Kansas-Colorado line. And then the western half of New Mexico tonight has a poor air quality alert because of all the smoke from the big fires over there, not only in Arizona but also in New Mexico. Had some big-time wildfires in there. Got a little bit of inclement weather, a couple of watches there in the panhandle of Oklahoma and down there around Plainview, Texas as well, and central part of Kansas. Right along the border with Oklahoma, got some thunderstorm warnings in there. Also up in the southeastern corner of Nebraska, you've got a flood warning and a thunderstorm warning as well in that area. Moving over to Arkansas, central Arkansas, pretty much around Pine Bluff this time. You've got some fog in the area there. Be careful. And then Wisconsin, looking pretty good there tonight. Illinois, around Chicago, from Chicago up to the Illinois line. Looks like you got some fog in that area. That fog also goes across the northern part of Indiana on I-90 and 94. And then it goes over to the western part of Michigan and all the way up the west line of Michigan, the east coast of the eastern side of Lake Michigan. You've got a fog warning there. And around Detroit, up for about 40, 50 miles, we have a fog warning there tonight. Looks like we've got some fog advisories down in Louisiana along the Mississippi, just north of New Orleans. So be advised of that. And we've also got some areas where there is some rain and some flash flood watches in North Carolina and some fog up along the eastern part of the United States as well. And that's about it for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. I don't see anything else to bother you. And that's probably a pretty good thing. Good night to go trucking. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And believe me when I tell you, they do a really good job of taking care of everybody out there in the countryside, if you will. And everybody is keeping busy tonight, it looks like. So there you go. And also, when we get to talking to Denise Simon here in just a couple minutes, she will be
chiming in with some things that are on her mind. And we'll probably start out talking about the Supreme Court decision about DACA, because that kind of has everybody scratching their heads, if you will. So think about that. But it are what it are, and that's all what it are. So let's get over there in a minute. Right now I'm going to send something here, and we'll get that out there. But the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stop, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you, and this time in the morning you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right, let's drift on over here. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
What the heck did the Supreme Court do yesterday, and is John Roberts on somebody's take or something here? Everybody's wondering.
Well, I mean, if everybody's wondering, then I wouldn't know. I don't have any kind of exceptional knowledge about John Roberts.
Yeah, it's the second time he's done something squirrely, and everybody thought something was going to happen, and it was just the opposite again. So I don't know. Who knows?
Well, and we don't. So it's interesting that Senator Cotton has invited him to resign.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, some interesting things were flying yesterday. I haven't read the decision, but I think that some of the dissent decisions are probably more interesting than his. So it tells you that there's some dissension on the court. And I think that into itself is really kind of something that deserves a second look.
Well, the problem seems to be what you do to the people you're going to hurt. You know, the administration apparently did not consider what was going to happen for the hardship for the illegals. And, you know, to me, I say, when I'm a little tougher with this, I say, hey, what part of the word illegal don't you understand?
Well, but this is, the premise of this was Obama said that he couldn't sign a executive order on DACA.
Yep.
And he did.
Mm-hmm.
And the next president doesn't have to live by a previous president's executive order.
Yep.
And that's what Justice Roberts was forcing.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, when we come back, the police, the blue flu. Boy, there's a lot of people sick with that blue flu. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the...
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.